Koinonia House presents The Book of Revelation, a commentary written and narrated by Dr. Chuck Missler. Now let's begin with The Book of Revelation.
Well, we are going to study the Book of Revelation. And one of the things that I think we'll do to start right off with, let's open our Bibles to Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. And let's read through Revelation 1, not for detail, just for the flavor of this book, this incredible book, and then we'll take a look at it. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him. And all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the isle that was called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, unto Sardis, unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And the midst of the seven lampstands, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. And his head and his hair were white like wool and white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which thou sawest are the seven churches. That's chapter 1 of the book of Revelation. Give you a flavor as we kick it off here. One of the most incredible books in the Bible. It's the only book of the Bible that has the audacity to say, read me, I'm special. I know of no other book in the Bible that calls you to read it specifically. Many admonitions that read the Bible in general, but only one book rises above that and says, hey, read this one, and you get a special blessing. And you will. That's why we're together. That blessing will take several forms. We'll talk about that. Another item I'd like to mention just right up front, this is one of those studies that is very strange because it is often avoided by people who have spent a lot of time in their Bible. Many pastors won't teach on it. They're uncomfortable with the book, and they have their reasons. Well, there's lots of viewpoints and so forth. One of the reasons, not necessarily always applicable, but one of the reasons is it does highlight one's lack of insight into the Old Testament. And we'll show you why as we go. But having said that, it is a book that promises a blessing, and it also, strangely, even though it is avoided by many so-called experts, it is a fabulous book for the new believer. That shocks many people. Many people say, gee, I haven't been in my Bible. Where should I start? Some people point to the Gospel of John. That's a good, safe beginning. Others will say, start at Genesis. That'll join some issues right up front. That's great. But many I advise